imagine waiting 38 minutes just to cross a road, waiting and watching up to 20 trains pass by. According to RedSpot's survey, the Murrumbeena Road Nerium Road Railway Crossing is officially Melbourne's number one most frustrating stretch of road. Paul, one of the local traders whose shop is placed opposite the intersection for 20 years, shed some light on the situation.
Yes, I've definitely been caught out here. There's a case just recently when I had to spend a little bit of time away from my business in one afternoon, and I was hoping to get back at 4 o'clock. I was running a bit late, but I got to the main road and just the other side of the rail line at about 4:15 when the train barrier went down and the trains came across. And I didn't get to my shop till 4:10, and I was hoping to be here for 4 o'clock. So a good 20 minutes or more, 25 minutes.
Paul, however, is not the only person who is frustrated by the traffic along the road. Noreen, a Murrumbeena resident, has been using the intersection for numerous years. She explains how it affects her.
Same as everybody else, steam comes out of your ears and you get upset. But I have been there for probably sometimes as much as 18, 20 minutes trying to get through there when I've actually had counted 8 trains go through there at one stage.
Not only is the intersection a nuisance, it is also a danger to pedestrians and drivers. This is due to the accidents that happen along the intersection. Paul has witnessed a number of these accidents.
I've seen a few accidents as well that have taken place in this intersection. It's not the safest for our pedestrians in this area. Yeah, we're hoping to get some barriers put in at the council. When that'll happen, I don't know. But there was a close call just recently where a car ended up on the pavement as it came out of the intersection and pushed over onto the pavement by another car. And that could have resulted in a bad injury of a pedestrian in the area. But it turned out it was okay, but yeah, I think he was lucky he didn't hit somebody.
Sue Foley, the current president of the Traders Association, tells us what has been done so far to help the traffic flow and to improve the safety in the area.
Historically, some parking has been readjusted in the area to try and help manage traffic flow and also to help to create a safer environment. An application has been put in for some barriers around areas that are considered dangerous. That hasn't come to fruition yet. We're not sure if that's necessarily going to be approved.
The Traders Association still hasn't heard back from the council on their request for barriers, and nothing has been set in motion to improve the railway crossing in Murrumbeena. So now, all they can do is wait and pray that something will be done soon to improve the safety of their little town.